As the beloved mighty Cassiopeia speaks his heart to us, we offer him our love, our gratitude, and our obedience. We ask him tonight to charge us. Whatever he knows will enable us to assist our beloved Saint Germain and give to him what is required most for the purification, freedom, protection of America, and the victory of light and peace eternal to the earth, and for the protection of all that is constructive everywhere. Beloved ones of the mighty Saint Germain's family, let us enter in tonight to a deeper understanding of the consciousness that you require in your outer activities to more easily repel the confusion and distortion and wrong ideas of mankind's outer world concepts. The intellect has become so chaotic in its distortion of the great magnificent truths of life, until mankind is in a complete sea or a cloud. Our mental concepts that are nothing on earth but distortion are the beauty and perfection from whence originally the directing intelligence came to each individual. And now, since this is affecting the mass of mankind throughout the world, it is necessary at this time for us to come from heights of incalculable power of the sacred fire and draw into outer conditions the inner wisdom from the fiery cosmic mind of the mighty I Am Presence in the great gentle sun, to clear the concepts of the human intellect, of that which breeds confusion and destruction. And so, if you will, definitely ask for the fiery cosmic mind of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host to charge your outer intellect and your feeling world with the inner wisdom and cosmic truth of eternal law. You will clear much of this confusion from yourselves and your world, and it will enable you to think more clearly, to see ahead, and to prevent mistakes. And it is a very practical application of the great law, and is a tremendous assistance that the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host are constantly offering for your release, your freedom, your illumination, and your victory anywhere you go in this world over destructive forces. It's time that you definitely called forth the inner cosmic wisdom of the fiery mind of the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, that you may know ahead of time that which you need to know in order to be prepared to hold your victory and dominion over destructive conditions, destructive forces, and the chaos of human creation. Oh, beloved ones, there is an inner wisdom which, if you will, call it forth from the cosmic fiery mind of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host to tell you the Ascended Master's truth about everything you contact. You will not be caught in psychic forces. Psychic forces deal with lies. And I'm here to clean that out tonight. Thank you so much. So charge yourselves with the cosmic fiery wisdom, the cosmic inner fiery wisdom that you require in the outer to stand your ground against confusion, wrong concepts, distortion, and desecration that is surging everywhere in outer world conditions. You must, even in the midst of chaos, either think straight and true with the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, or you're going to be in confusion and distress. And when you call for the fiery truth, inner and outer, of the Ascended Master's knowledge you require, you'll receive it. There's no such thing as you're not knowing the right thing to do in any condition. So overcome what's wrong and allow perfection that is permanent to arise in its place. And I want to set a warning tonight. There is more confusion and lies and failure has been imposed upon people, or self-imposed, by the wild imagination that gets going about who this one or that one was in a former embodiment. Now, re-embodiment's a law, believe it. The illumination concerning it within the heart of your mighty I Am Presence. If you would be safe at this time against the trap of the psychic forces, if you open yourselves to the whole energy of an embodiment of a past embodiment in which perhaps you did maybe one constructive thing and the rest wasn't, you open yourselves to the whole mass of that energy, and it'll rush forward and make you do the same thing over again that you did before. This tragedy has happened thousands and thousands of times to people in this world. And at this time, more than any other time in the world's history, it's important for you to keep your minds off of who anybody was in the past. You're the sum total of all your former experiences, and you have but to analyze yourselves and look in the mirror to see whether you're far advanced or not. And this is the reason I'm offering this tonight, to help you call forth the inner wisdom of the fiery mind of the mighty I Am Presence, the Ascended Host, in its cosmic action to keep you from being entrapped by these destructive psychic suggestions that are now almost reaching the point of saturation. The outer world has exploited and is exploiting hypnotism, psychic nonsense, and wild imagination of nothing but lies. And if you tune into that, it is like quicksand, and if your attention goes there, you can be trapped before you know what's happened. Don't let the intellect say, well, I've got my mighty I Am presence. Yes, you had it for 2.5 million years and forgot that it even existed. And don't think you can't be trapped again. If you keep your attention on your mighty I Am presence, I'm the ascended host, you use your violet flame, hold the harmony, and give your decrees, you won't be trapped. You will be made strong enough and protected enough not to be caught in these other forces. But if your attention begins to tie in to the tragedies of the past or somebody's conceited nonsense and pride and arrogance, that sort of thing, if your attention goes there, you're going to become that. You become that upon which your attention rests. And at this time, you cannot afford to keep your attention on anything but your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, if you would be safe. I'm here to establish this protection and warning for you tonight, if you care to accept it. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, the inner wisdom of which I speak flows from the great central sun. And it contains within it the divine plan ahead for each life stream, that which the mighty I Am presence wishes to express, create, and manifest in the fulfillment of its blessing to life. And if people were 1 millionth part as much concerned about the fulfillment of that magnificent divine plan that brings them only majesty and perfection without limit, as they are amusing themselves when their attention is so on some other human being, they'd be in far better condition. There are psychic forces operating of which I am not even going to speak, because I do not want to even put the idea into your mind. And that is why I am here to help you stand steady in the midst of this mental and emotional chaos of the outer world that is only exploiting filth and imperfection and distorted reasoning to deliberately make mankind fail. And if you will call forth your beloved mighty I Am presence and the ascended master's inner wisdom of the fiery mind of the victorious cosmic Christ, you will have the truth flashed to you of these psychic suggestions and self-hypnosis and self-justification in order to get the outer self to get its own way will not touch you. And I plead with you at this time, please take advantage of what's being given you and gain your ascension this time. I plead with you as I've never done before. Don't cast aside the opportunity you have to stand completely and unconditionally with your beloved I Am presence and gain your ascension at this time. And if you do not take it at this time, only the great cosmic law knows how long it will be before you have the opportunity offered again. The cosmic law does not go to the extent of offering this knowledge of the sacred fire over a period of 25 or 30 years to mankind in the concentration with which the I Am student body have received it. This does not happen ordinarily down through the centuries. It can only be done at certain cycles that converge with certain outpouring from the great central sun to this system of worlds. And that added help can be given tremendously to individuals who are awake at this time, enough to take advantage of it and come forward with the cosmic cycle and gain their freedom. And if they don't take advantage of it, only God knows how long it'll be before they have the strength and energy and protection and assistance that will enable it to be accomplished. Don't think you can't fail at this point on the path. Mankind through the centuries has been offered this instruction of the mighty I Am presence in every golden age, and you've had six of them. And then again, the presence has been forgotten. Is there a greater tragedy than that? What could be? When even the intellect forgot its source. And so I plead with you tonight, call forth the inner illumination of the fiery mind of the victorious cosmic Christ that shows you ahead of time the victorious perfect thing to do, reveals every step of the way, gives you protection, holds the harmony in your feelings, and prevents you being trapped by psychic suggestions that but want to get the human feelings under their control to make the individual fail. The outer world is in chaos and fear and doubt and filth and destruction. It is in torture. It is in violence. And we do not want you to connect with it if you love the light and want your freedom now. Beloved ones, you cannot be curious about destructive forces and have your freedom. It is impossible. Either you turn your back upon everything that is not the purity and eternal perfection of the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, or you don't get your freedom. There's no compromise with the cosmic law. It's no respecter of persons. There are no exceptions. Either you give there all you are and have and stay there, or you are not drawn there. Whatever time and attention you give to the outer world's lies and psychic suggestions and mistakes and chaos will draw you there just as certain as you exist. Now, we've tried to set up the guard and the protection for you down through these years. And tonight, for those who really want their freedom, I am offering this inner wisdom, inner illumination of the outer mind with a full cosmic fiery Christ truth that never makes mistakes. I will never let you make any. If you ask that inner wisdom and fiery illumination to come into your outer selves and your outer conditions and fill your worlds with its perfection that draws all up and in to the perfection of the ascended master's octave. And there is no freedom otherwise. The great cosmic law of the beings and the great central sun has set the pattern of mankind's journey through this world. The law is the law, and no thing living is an exception to it. And therefore, if you will call forth the inner wisdom of the fiery mind of the victorious cosmic Christ, if you will let it fill the outer self and fill your affairs and your worlds, it makes you its victory. Now, beloved, mighty victory has a great deal to do with this, as well as the seven mighty Elohim of creation. We are standing guard with every power the cosmic law will permit. But the intellect must be cleared of human concepts and the light of the fiery mind of God. Release the truth of the cosmic law and give the individual the strength and the power of its sacred fire protection in order to close out the chaos that is constantly surging to mow you down if you do not stay within the realm of safety. And there is no safety in connecting with evil forces. There are uncountable excuses that the destructive forces will use to gain your attention, but there's no safety for you there. Now don't let your intellect say, well, what about my tube of light? When your attention goes there, you open your tube of light. That's what's the matter with your tube of light. Where your attention is, you go. What you contemplate, you become. And what you think, you create. And when you speak words, you are commanding the energy of life in the atmosphere about you to produce those exact conditions, and those vibrations exist inside of you before they touch the outer atmosphere. You cannot escape yourself. It's impossible. Now then, let us call for the full cosmic wisdom and inner illumination of that magnificent love of the victorious cosmic Christ and its fiery illumination to the outer self that clears the pathway ahead of you and holds the protection while you render your service and create the perfection that you leave to bless the rest of life. We come to bless you, and as you take your freedom, you must leave the pathway of blessing for others to follow. You cannot just be concerned about your own individual freedom. You won't be free. the very lack of concern about drawing this sacred fire to bless life everywhere so it is free disconnects you from the magnetic pull of Earth and from your connection with other life streams, past and present. If you are going to be free from karmic connections and karmic debts and karmic conditions, you're going to have to be concerned about the purity and freedom of the rest of life in the world by calling the inner wisdom of the victorious cosmic Christ into the outer physical conditions of mankind. And as you call that sacred fire to purify and give your fellow man a chance for freedom, you disconnect yourselves from the pull to the destructive conditions of this world. You only gain your freedom by using the mightiest power in the universe to purify and free the rest of life. And as you give it, you take your own. The mighty David Lloyd makes that very plain. And I am determined to make it plainer. Thank you, precious ones. Now, I'm not spanking you tonight. I am taking you by the hand and turning you away from danger. And I hope you come with me. Thank you, precious ones. While you're standing for just a moment, will you accept the fiery Christ illumination, the inner wisdom of the victorious cosmic Christ, fiery mind from the great central sun, which I am calling forth to clear the mental concepts, quiet the feelings, to purify the atmosphere, and to bring the illumination and the power of the great central sun magnets, drawing activity to lift you out of connection with anything that would endanger your ascension or prevent your accomplishment and rendering of the service to your fellow man that is the assistance to the mighty Saint Germain that I know you all want to give for all that he has given of his love to you all through the years and through the centuries. And so I am here to stand by his side and give my love to assist you with the inner wisdom that will bring the illumination that stops everything that is an obstacle or a delay in your victorious attainment of your freedom. So I enfold you in the victory of my heart's love and my heart's desire for your ascension, your eternal freedom. And may it ever be about you a blazing sun of the inner wisdom whose love and power of the victorious cosmic Christ draws you up and out forever of the shadows of human experience. May you go forward from tonight strengthened, protected, and forever victorious over all in this world. Thank you for your presence here. Won't you be seated, please? Beloved mighty Cassiopeia, thank you for your presence with us tonight. Thank you for your love and your protection and your help. May we stand forever within the victory of your own heart's flame and live in your sun presence of your perfection forever. The seven mighty Elohim, we send our love and gratitude for all that mighty Cassiopeia has given us tonight, and may we forever be conscious of their presence with us. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible, fiery wisdom and truth are the victorious cosmic Christ who declares the way ahead of us and holds us invincible in the victory of its sunshine presence forever. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction charge us and clothe us with all the power of the victory of your own heart's flame forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved mighty Cassiopeia. And to all the rest of the seven mighty Elohim, we offer our love, our gratitude, and unconditional obedience. We do ask the victory of your inner wisdom to come forth and fill us all with the strength and the power of the victorious cosmic Christ. And may its fiery presence hold control everywhere. And we thank thee. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, and we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the inner wisdom of the fiery cosmic mind of the victorious cosmic Christ. Blaze its sacred fire without reservation and put an end to mankind's human creation for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. And offer it to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and mighty Cassiopeia and the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world enfolding flame of the victory of the seven mighty elements of creation. Blaze their inner wisdom of the fiery cosmic mind of the victorious cosmic Christ until it has cleared everything in all mankind that is of human concepts and the eternal truth of the mighty I Am Presence forever compels perfection manifest. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the sacred fires inner wisdom of eternal victory to come into all outer physical conditions and put an end to human creation everywhere forever. We thank thee.